High Court dismisses Hannah Yeo and Hash039's defamation suit against former IGP Musa. Kuala Lumpur, the High Court here has dismissed a defamation suit filed by Segambit MP Hannah Yeo against former Inspector General of Police Tan Sri Musa Hassan over remarks he made during a forum at University Teknologi Mara, UITM, 4 years ago. Judicial Commissioner Azia Muhammad Appendi ruled on Monday, December 23, after finding that the plaintiff had failed to establish that the defendant's statements were defamatory. "I find that in this case, the occasion, where the forum was held, to be privileged, no malice was proven and the defendant had reasonable grounds for his statements based on the plaintiff's admissions and writings, in her book, Becoming Hannah, and the publication, of the defendant's statements, was beyond his control," she said. J.C. Azia further said that the constitutional right to freedom of expression must be robustly protected, especially in matters of public interest and statements made during privileged occasions. "While responsible speech is important, public figures must expect and tolerate robust criticism and debate regarding their public statements and actions. For these reasons, the plaintiff's claim is dismissed, with costs of ₹40,000, she said when delivering the decision via email. Also read, Court strikes out Hannah Yeo's defamation suit against ex-IGP Musa Hassan on technical reasons. J.C. Azia said the defendant was an invited speaker and was unaware that the forum would be broadcast. He only learned about the Facebook live streaming at the end of the event. He had no control over publication. The publication statistics reveal less than 1% engagement rate, no negative comments directed at the plaintiff, and no evidence of widespread dissemination. The publication was clearly by UITM, not the defendant, and he had no control over it," she said. J.C. Azia also pointed out that the statements were made at a forum discussing national security issues, where the defendant, as the former IGP, spoke about perceived security threats. The forum was organized by UMS Institution of the Malay Rulers Chair, lending it institutional credibility. The defendant as the former IGP had a moral and social duty to speak on matters affecting national security, and the audience had a corresponding interest in receiving such information. Importantly, there is no clear evidence of malice, as the defendant based his statements on academic analysis. Lecturer Dr. Kamarul Zaman Yusof spoke within the context of broader national security concerns and had no control over the publication of his remarks, she added. Also read, ex-IGP Musa Hassan once again applies to quash Hannah Yeo's suit against him. Yeo's counsel Lim Wei Jiat said when contacted that he had instructions to appeal the decision and would do so immediately. In 2020, Yeo, who is now Youth and Sports Minister, filed a suit against Musa over statements made during a forum at UITM on January 30 that year. She claimed that in his speech, Musa had among other things accused her of writing her book to turn Malaysia into a Christian nation, of having connections with evangelists and Jews to undermine Islam and Malaysia, and of prioritizing her personal interests over the nation's. She argued that Musa's statements in his speech were untrue, false, and unfounded and that they were made with malicious intent to tarnish her good name and reputation. Meanwhile, Musa, in a statement through his law firm Messrs. Azam Aziz & Co., expressed his gratitude for the decision and thanked all those who supported him. He emphasized that he would continue to speak out in his capacity as the former IGP on matters of national interest and would remain committed to defending the country against any internal or external threats, in accordance with the federal constitution.